So some of the fans there, let's find out how the gig went. We can speak to Louis Tomlinson's granddad, Len. Morning, Len.
Good morning.
How was the show?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Are you still a kind of beaming, proud granddad, or has this all this stuff, all this celebrity stuff and fame, just become normal now?
Oh no, absolutely beaming. Yeah, I think it's fantastic what's happened to the lads, and you know, the concert last night in the Sheffield public were just phenomenal.
Yeah, did it feel almost like it feels like a homecoming, I suppose, almost.
Well, that's what Louis said when he was on stage. He feels that Sheffield is obviously the homecoming arena. He's a Donny lad, so it's the nearest place to home. That's exactly what Lou said.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, if you go kind of back generations, what the equivalent was of the One Direction phenomenon. And you know, their success in America means they're... I think there was a stat saying they were as successful as the Beatles in album sales, something incredible. When you were a lad, Len, who was the big act when you were a lad?
Well, it was the Beatles and the Stones and bands like that. In the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. And isn't that incredible that as a young lad you were seeing the Beatles and the Stones and the mega fandom that surrounded them, and then someone in your family is at that level? It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. It's fantastic. And the boys are such good lads, you know. They're so humble still. When you saw them on stage last night, how they were thanking the fans and saying that the fans are the most brilliant fans in the world. Well, I just listened to you talking to those fans there, and you know, coming from the Indian Ocean and France, and you know, they're just unbelievable, really. Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
Do you get anybody? Do you get fans kind of coming to your house and taking pictures outside and stuff like that?
I used to do. We recently moved, I say recently, 2 years ago. Not for that reason. I retired and we moved to the country. But yeah, they often used to sit outside my house on Bennettthorpe, Doncaster.
Yeah.
And in fact, I remember one particular occasion, there was three or four girls sat outside. It was chucking it down with rain. And I went out to see them. I said, look, Louis isn't here, but his car was on my driver's seat.
Yeah.
I said, Louis's not here. He's on tour. And I said, where are you from? And they said, we're from Leeds. And it was chucking it down with rain. And I said, look, how are you getting home? I said, we're getting the bus from Doncaster. So I took them back into the bus station in my car and dropped them off there to go home.
Well, that's good of you. The last question, Len, there's an awful lot of goodwill surrounding One Direction, and this is despite people can be a bit sniffy about celebrity, they can be a bit sniffy about talent shows and all that stuff, but there seems to be an overwhelming feeling of goodwill towards them. You don't really get any negativity. Why do you think that is?
Because they're four great lads, and, you know, they sort of treat the public and their fans like a family. And so people, they can't help but like them.
Mm.
I mean, we were at the concert last night and they were just going absolutely bananas round us. And they really get into the mode, you know, the fans. It was just brilliant.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to see and hear.
And just finally, Len, I've got to ask, fans are on tenterhooks because they want to know what's going to happen. Is this going to be the last gig, or is it just going to be a wee hiatus so they can have a break? Is it forever? What's going on? What's going to happen?
Well, the official line is that they're having a year out, and I don't know any more than that, and I think that's probably what... I can't see it ending because I just think they're too close to their fans. And I've just got a feeling that after a certain time, don't forget these lads have worked very hard for 5 years. They've done 5 world tours and they do need a break. They're tired. And but I think I said last night, I can see after 6 months, I'm thinking, you know, I've had enough of this relaxing. Let's get back on the road. I don't think it's the end.
Pass on our best, won't you, Len? And I hope they enjoyed the well-earned break.